This is PCJ Radio International signing on. Coming up, Focus Asia Pacific. Keith Parent, and welcome to Focus Asia Pacific. Coming up on today's program, North Korea threatens to scrap the Korean War truce. Sanctions against North Korea show China has had enough. Kiribati is embarrassed because some North Korean officials received passports from that Pacific nation. We have this and much more coming up. This is Focus Asia Pacific, putting the focus on the Asia Pacific. The international community is organizing to punish North Korea for its third nuclear test, with the United States and China supporting tougher sanctions against the isolated nation. They've drawn up a draft UN Security Council resolution. North Korea has anticipated the international action, and in response, Pyongyang is threatening to scrap the truce that ended the Korean War in 1953. Brandon Trembath has this report.
Nearly a month after North Korea conducted an underground nuclear blast, a plan to punish the nation is taking shape. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations is Susan Rice.
North Korea will be subject to some of the toughest sanctions imposed by the United Nations. The breadth and scope of these sanctions is exceptional.
She says for the first time, the illicit activities of North Korean diplomats will be targeted, and there'll be new travel restrictions. North Korea's sole major ally, China, has tentatively agreed to the planned sanctions. Susan Rice expects them to be broadly supported.
And we hope for a unanimous adoption later this week. Obviously, in terms of implementation, this is something that has been a very important part of the United Nations efforts and the efforts of member states who have imposed these sanctions in the past.
Before she confirmed that the U.S. and China had agreed to a draft United Nations Security Council resolution, North Korea's state-run news agency said the nation would nullify the armistice that ended the Korean War. The White House spokesman Jay Carney says threats from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea are not new.
Well, the DPRK will achieve nothing by threats or provocations, which will only further isolate North Korea and undermine international efforts to ensure peace and stability in Northeast Asia.
By chance, a congressional hearing on North Korea has been taking place on Capitol Hill. Elliot Engel, a Democrat from New York, is the ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Pyongyang poses a serious threat to the national security of the United States and our allies in the region.
The congressman recently visited Asia to speak to top leaders in Seoul, Tokyo, and Beijing. While he says North Korea's missile and nuclear tests are well known, he says less attention is paid to the wide range of illicit activities it's engaging in to support its military program and leadership.
The North Korean regime's criminal conduct, including drug smuggling, weapons trafficking, the sale of nuclear and ballistic missile technology to rogue regimes in Iran and Syria, and the counterfeiting of U.S. currency, cigarettes, and pharmaceuticals serves as a lifeline to keep itself in power.
Elliot Engel's recent Asian visit did not include a stop in Pyongyang. Very few Americans have gone there, but the flamboyant U.S. basketball champion Dennis Rodman has. And he got to know the leader of the reclusive country, Kim Jong-un.
If you want Obama to do one thing, call him.
He wants a call from President Obama?
That's right. He told me that. He said, if you can, Dennis, I don't want to do war. I don't want to do war. He said that to me.
He spoke in an interview with George Stephanopoulos of America's ABC Network. The U.S. Secretary of State.